Welcome to the next edition of Business Law Focus, and Happy New Year to everyone. Great having you with us. And as we usher in the new year, and we certainly hope it's going to be a great year and there'll be great things happening, and South Africa will be back on track economically. The justice system will also be a sound bastion against corruption, which is sorely needed. But one of the hot topics as we go into the new year is artificial intelligence and how we're going to roll that out, how we're going to use it, what are the ethics around it, and how will it impact the legal profession specifically. And it's an absolute pleasure to welcome Johan Steyn, who's from AIforBusiness.net, and he's an authority on this particular subject. He's been speaking about it for a long time. He has written in Business Day before, and he's at the moment doing a lot of work, he tells me, with law firms specifically. Johan, and this comes as, I know there are two cases in South Africa at the moment where wrong citations were provided, and the judges obviously reported these. It's a big issue, you know, when you have these kind of fake judgments, or I know AI, they call it hallucinations at yes. times, and it's becoming a bit of a problem. And I note also that a recent case in the US, it's becoming a big issue, right? A big issue. A California attorney must pay a $10,000 fine for filing a state court appeal full of fake quotations generated by ChatGPT. And it appears to be the largest issued over AI fabrications by a California court, certainly. But they were saying that 21 of 23 quotes from cases cited were made up. I mean, it's quite shocking. And the judges are basically really saying, you know, that it's not good enough. Something has to happen. We need, you know, some strong policing of this, or, you know, it needs to be rooted out. But it is also unrealistic to expect lawyers to just stop using AI. So there's a balancing act. So maybe I can bring you in there and just tell us about your experience with the law firms and why this is such an important need.
It's great to be here with you, Evan. Thank you. Look, on the one hand, AI exposes our laziness. And this is across all the industries I work in. It's just easier to chat GPT and prompt it and copy and paste it and hope no one catches you out. But in the law firms and other businesses I've been working with, there are so many use cases for using AI technologies, which we can unpack. The bottom line is what we call the human in the loop. I mean, that lawyer, that legal expert has experience, has training, has knowledge of the case, the customers involved. AI will never replace that. AI can help with the heavy lifting, the document analysis, preparing for the case, discovery and the like. But if you're really dumb, you're going to copy and paste it. If you're smart, you're going to use it and still double check it. You mentioned hallucinations. It makes a lot of mistakes. But I would rather lean toward law firms using it right and responsibly to help them than just being lazy lawyers. They will keep on being caught out, I think, Evan, to big embarrassment to their firms.
Agreed. Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. And it extends well beyond South Africa, as we mentioned, you know, and I know LexisNexis recently warned that lawyers must ensure transparency, fairness, and proper oversight when using AI, you know, and I've seen Thomson Reuters also stress that practitioners remain responsible for verifying outputs before relying on them. And I think that's quite important, right? That, I think that captures what you're saying there. And, you know, how do we get to that point, though?
Yeah. Look, so I think, don't think the judges are not using ChatGPT themselves or the jury in some jurisdictions and using plagiarism tools and other tools. You've mentioned LexisNexis. I've had some interactions with them. They are fantastic. What I do like, and this is a big challenge in South Africa, a lot of these global law-related AI platforms do not always accommodate South African case law. So, and there LexisNexis and some other platforms are really playing a great role where you can almost like in a Copilot or ChatGPT prompt it with certain keywords to look for case law, to verify it. But you, and I see it in the academic circles where I work, where you need to say, I used AI. And so I think the heavy lifting there for me, Evan, if you think of discovery, if you think of going through 200,000 documents, and this is one of the use cases I worked on recently with a law firm, is let's eliminate all the duplications. Let's highlight all the documents relevant to the case, if you obviously prompt it correctly. And then you move from 200,000 documents to 20,000, and then you let the humans review it. It saves a lot of time. It doesn't take the humans out of the loop, but it gives you insights. It gives you focus on the right kind of documents. The other thing that I've seen, which is a bit scary, and it talks about manipulation. This I've seen in the US, even. I don't know if it's happened locally yet. If you look at the judgments of a particular judge, you can actually use human behavioral science and neurolinguistic programming, which sounds like manipulation, and I think it is, to actually change your case and your way you express your case to the judge and the jury in a way that will make linguistic sense to them, that wins them over. Now, I think this is a great tool to use, but it's really touch and go when it comes to manipulating using human behavioral science and AI. But the bottom line, and just to end it off here, Evan, is let AI do the heavy lifting, the document processing, eliminating duplications, giving you insights, and then let the humans review the 20,000 documents and not the 200,000.
Yeah, definitely. I think that makes perfect sense. And so the flip side of the whole argument, and you know, there's obviously the negative side, the judges reporting these lawyers to the legal practice council. And, you know, there's obviously in America, these big fines now being meted out, calls for regulation of the sector. But at the end of the day, these points that we made, that you could, if you get this right, and you have the ethical safeguards, you have verification in place, and they integrate it into daily practice, that you could actually enhance the rule of law. Well, you will enhance the rule of law, right?
Absolutely. And think of it, any business, irrespective of what you do, have back office platforms and capacities and capabilities. So HR, compliance, and so forth, all of those, or finance in particular, if you think of billing and recovering fees from customers, highly automatable when it comes to AI. So I almost say, when it comes to the law fraternity, set the lawyers free to use their expertise and let the other business functions be largely automated, still with human oversight, so that you can do what you're good at. This applies to bankers, to telco and insurance companies. I want to, the stuff you do that generates revenue, the billable hours, is what AI should set you free to do, so that the other stuff can be automated. For me, that's almost where the ROI and the business case lies, Evan.
Yes, that makes so much sense, Johan. Now, to get to the legal side and the regulatory side, there's a bit of a patchwork approach at the moment. At present, South Africa has no dedicated AI statute. Maybe just give us an update on where we are there. I mean, this is obviously needed in light of the challenges. Where are we, Johan, at the moment with trying to get this patchwork approach more streamlined?
It is a patchwork. So, look, a lot of countries are busy developing an AI regulatory framework. We've got probably the best framework, in my view, is the EU AI Act. And like explainable AI, making sure that everyone in your team is upskilled for using AI ethically. I was part of the team that really kind of advised government on our own South African AI regulation framework. We've submitted the detail. We're about 80 people working with the NCIR and others. Now it's going through the motions, which from a government point of view will take months. But what I tell my clients, even though we don't have formal AI regulation in South Africa, I think all organizations should upskill themselves on what's happening globally without becoming experts necessarily, and making sure that they are putting systems in place so that they are not caught off guard. Now, I mentioned explainable AI, which is probably one of the key pillars of the EU AI Act. And what that means, just shortly, Evan, is if an AI system makes a decision on my credit application, for instance, in the EU AI Act, as a consumer, I have the right to question, how did the AI make that decision? Because we have biases in the data sets, especially here in Africa and South Africa, gender, ethnicity, and the like. So companies should make sure that their AI systems, their automated decisioning systems, are bias-free. It'll never be 100% bias-free, but it should be as good as possible. And then for law firms, to make sure now already that if there's ever a question, how did you make that decision? How did you make that recommendation? Can you explain it? So let's not just wait for the regulation. Let's get ready for it. And my recommendation is study the EU AI Act and get ready for it. Now, if you're a South African firm dealing with consumers or businesses in the EU, even if you're based here, you should already comply, and a lot of businesses don't know it. Regulation is there to protect us and to protect our consumers, but you can't be lazy. Read, watch webinars, read books, get ready for it.
Well, Johan, on that note, I'd like to thank you for really, you know, laying out the landscape so clearly and concisely. Really appreciate it. I think practitioners out there that are listening, I think they need to see AI as a support tool and not a shortcut that they can use. And we also look forward to your insights in Business Day Law in future. Johan, really appreciate it. This is going to be one to watch.
I appreciate it, Evan. Appreciate what you do, and all of the best, and hopefully chat soon.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.